check this out. This is Fresh Fit Out, the China Man, with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fight our beats, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's curious for life, dog. Hip-hop ain't dead, representing for the legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we sitting on the hips. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
up
forever, bitch, we're coming in a song. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 690. We're getting to that 700 mark real soon. Tonight's a real special show. As you know, throughout the history of this show, man, we've always paid homage to the legacy of Eazy-E. You know what I'm saying? And our guest tonight, man, has done that tenfold over the years. I mean, when Ruthless Records didn't have a website of its own, man, you knew right where to go. He's ECPT, man, and then ran by my boy Sergio, Ruthless Propaganda. And he's got a brand new project out, you know what I'm saying, which is, man, phenomenal. I got to check it out today. It's called Ruthless Family, Disciples of E. And, man, it's just a plethora of who's who as far as Eazy-E affiliates go. Man, I'm looking at the names on here. I mean, you're talking Cole Wayne 7 Above the Law. You're talking Tweed Cadillac, Play a Ham, you know what I'm saying, Penthouse Players Click, Cocaine, of course, Lazy Bone, you know what I'm saying, Toker Brownside, rest in peace, Rhythm D, and of course, you know, you got Eazy-E's kids and a little Eazy, you know, E3. Man, just the Dirty Reds on here. I mean, Silky Fine. Just so many Eazy-E, Ruthless Records affiliates. I mean, Sergio did a great job of putting this together. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring him on the phone right now. We're going to find out how this all came together, man. Sergio, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Prez, how you doing, man? I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. We're living in some crazy times, for sure. Before we get into the project, man, how have you and yours been dealing with this whole pandemic thing, man?
Yeah, man, it's pretty crazy. We've been doing all right, just staying home, homeschooling, trying to figure out all the, technology, the tablets and all that stuff. But yeah, for the most part, keeping the kids safe at home and going out there every so often to get food and supplies and stuff.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Yeah. Same thing, man. Just stay very cautious. You know, we've collectively as a human species, we've never seen anything like this. Like the whole world just stop, and pause.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's scary times, man. But thank God, some dope music is coming out, man. And you,
yeah,
you just dropped this, Disciples of E, Ruthless Family Project. I know you've been working on this for a minute. How did it come together, you know what I'm saying, and what made you want to drop it now?
Growing up a Big Easy Ruthless fan, as the same as you, I've always had a dream, a dream of just listening to these, even though the artists, the Ruthless Family artists, were putting out albums and projects throughout the years, you know, I always wanted to hear them on one, all together on one album or on one track or, you know, something cool like that, or a little mixture of, you know, like Big Hutch featuring Dre stuff like that, you know. So, you know, like, you know, like you said, I started the website 2005, Easy CPT. And I slowly throughout the years started, you know, as time passed, I started with the new social media, finding ways to contact these artists, you know. So started kind of back then with MySpace, you know, kind of started networking a little bit with these ruthless artists that I kept kind of discovering, you know, like searching and, you know, so it's been a work in progress. It's been, you know, over 10 years and it was just a dream I've had. And I'm very happy that it finally came to reality. I mean, I could barely believe it, but, you know, I'm proud to, you know, for this work that we've put together.
I commend you for doing this, man, because all the Easy and Ruthless fans around the globe are going to appreciate this. Like you said, you put artists like, you know what I'm saying, Ride It Out track, Silky Fine, Diamond Lee, GBM. You know, then you go, you bring, you know, Toker of Brownside with I'm Ruthless. Rest in peace to him. But one of my favorite songs, you know what I'm saying, you took Lazy Bone and put him with Little Easy and did Eternal Salute.
Yeah.
You know, just the whole album is just packed full of these amazing collaborations, Player Ham and Cole 187, Personal Business. I mean, I can go on and on and on. You know what I'm saying? This is an album with no fillers. Something you don't have to fast forward or skip. Was that something very important to you, that not only were you going to put out a project, but you wanted to make sure it was tight and it would really, you know, pretty much get the stamp of approval of Eazy-E himself if he were here?
Yeah, so, you know, when we started, back in 2005, I linked up with a producer, young producer named Ulex out of Germany. So we've been friends back then, you know. I knew he was a producer, but we just, you know, online friends, you know, on the forums and stuff. So, you know, throughout the years, I really liked his sound. He had like that unique production sound. And, you know, as the years went by, we talked about putting out, you know, we were putting out music. And then when the whole idea came about for Ruthless Family, we wanted a sound that was kind of like 90s type, old school sound, not some of the new sounds that are around today, but stuff that kind of took you back a little, like to back in the days. So, especially since these artists were around from the 90s. So, yeah, I mean, when we put it together, I made sure I used one producer, which was Ulex. You know, shout out to Ulex, Three Finger Productions, you know, because he did the entire album, pretty much all the beats on there he produced. So I think that helps the album flow the way it does. And, yeah, I just wanted to make sure it was tight, you know, one after the other. And every Ruthless artist on here came pretty hard on their songs. So I was really, really happy about that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Like, you know, the one with Cole 87 we're going to play here in a second, you know what I'm saying, the Ruthless way. He kind of freaked that Black Superman beat, man. That shit is hard. You know, like I say, Easy himself would approve of this. You could hear Easy in this production if you you know what I'm saying, get into that mindset. What is his family and his kids and everybody? I know a couple of them are on here. What is their thoughts been about this project?
I'm waiting for the reaction. I sent a message to Erica. And I sent her the link so she could bump it. So I'm waiting, you know, gradually. You know, I'm getting feedback from everybody. You know, I send it out to the artists. Because, of course, I want to get their opinion, you know, of the finished product. So, but, you know, I have a feeling it's going to be good. All good feedback. And, you know, I think they'll be proud.
Okay. Yeah, man. I could imagine. Because as a fan, I love it. You know, I want to give them a taste real quick. I want to come back and chop it up with you. But this is the Ruthless way, you know what I'm saying, Cole 187. Yeah. Why don't you kind of break down this track, how it came together and everything, and you know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, so basically, man, I've been cool with Big Hutch AKA Cold 187, for quite a few years, and we, you know, work on projects on the side, you know, some non-Ruthless related projects. So, you know, of course, I had to get him on this, and my producer remade. I told him just remake the Black Superman beat and just, you know, tweak it out here and there so it sounds, you know, a little bit different. And then I presented it to Hutch, and you know, I was a little worried. I was like, oh, maybe he's gonna reject it. Like, nah, man, you know, I don't want to do that. That's my beat, you know, because it sounds a lot like Black Superman. But, you know, surprisingly, I mean, I was surprised. He just knocked out the track. Like, a few days later, he just emailed me the finished vocals, and all we had to do is mix it. So, I was really happy that he, Big Hutch, hooked it up. And, you know, so, yeah, man, The Ruthless Way, Cold 187.
That's yeah, right here, off, you know what I'm saying? Make sure to get that project, Disciples of E, Ruthless Family, available right now. We'll be right back with Sergio. Don't go nowhere.
Ruthless Propaganda, Three Fingers Productions, rest in peace, Eazy-E, KMG, we ruthless.
See, I was caught up on that gangster shit, hit you hard like Spread of the Compton, Alpine with the whoop of bumping. Listen to the homie Eazy, selling a bunch of dope and trying to dodge a bunch of felonies. Lord Rick Chronic, watching time go by, ducking poke holes, hoping I don't die. Yeah, that's why I still say fuck em. Cause they got the target on my back, and like a bitch I can't trust. And like the homie Easy say, I can't love em. And like the homie KMG say, we above em. So let the Chevrolet drop, let the front end hop, and let them know I represent for promoting the watch. We stay ruthless for life, and we keep it gangster and never caught up in the hype. So believe what you wanna believe. Here's a mouthful of nuts, you can swallow these.
I'm just sitting here reminiscing all time flow, thinking how we used to roll and dip low and rock shows and get big dough. I'm just sitting here reminiscing all time flow, thinking how we used to roll and dip low and rock shows and get big dough.
I reminisce sometimes I think too much, but like the homie Easy say, we ruthless, so fuck it. Still a boy in the hood, I still gun you down quick, fast, cross me up, I wish you would. I'm still dipping in the lack, I'm still thinking about my brother KMG and how we made major strides. Together we was undeniable, and we was untouchable. Yeah, I miss them both every day, that's why I ride for them and fuck what the haters say. So roll up, crack a 40 to this, and just ride with me while I reminisce. Yeah, it ain't nothing like gangsta shit. We created it, patented it, y'all ran with it, ruthless. We run the planet, and we don't give a fuck, that's the way we planned it.
I'm just sitting here reminiscing about time flow, thinking how we used to roll and dip low and rock shows and get big dough. I'm just sitting here reminiscing about time flow, thinking how we used to roll and dip low and rock shows and get big dough.
I reminisce about an incredible man with a master plan, rolling through Compton with a strap in his hand. Told me when we first met up, little homie, be yourself, and I'ma blow you up. Yeah, I think back when I first met my brother KMG, the long night hustling, the music chemistry, the way we brought music to life, the way we move people and rock shows night after night. I can't make this shit up, my life is a movie, you niggas need to catch up. I thank God I met Eazy-E, I'm much better, I met KMG. Everything happens for a reason, everybody here has a purpose, everything has a season. It don't matter the time, it's always gonna be ruthless on mine.
I'm just sitting here reminiscing about time flow, thinking how we used to roll and dip low and rock shows and get big dough. I'm just sitting here reminiscing about time flow, thinking how we used to roll and dip low and rock shows and get big dough.
Thank you.
that right there is a breath of fresh air in hip-hop right now, man. If you can't feel that, something's wrong with you. The Ruthless Way, Cole 187, off the Ruthless Family Project, Disciples of E, Ruthless Propaganda. Let me bring out my guest, Sergio. He's the one that put this project out, and he's the one that's been repping this Eazy-E shit so long, man. I salute you for that, man, because like I said at the beginning, when we couldn't find out any information about Eazy-E, you held it down for us, man. It's almost as if, you know what I'm saying, there's some type of a spiritual connection between you and Eazy, because, you know what I'm saying, it's like, I don't know, man, do you feel like you were the chosen one to do this? Because I didn't see anybody else stepping up doing what you're doing, man. You kept his name alive for many years, brother.
That's true. You know, I don't know. I get what you're saying. You know, I have thought about stuff like that, you know. Because it was pretty much like what I consider the Dark Ages, you know. Like, that's in my mind, like, cause, I don't know. Like, after he passed, you know. I mean, the internet was fairly new, but it was pretty active. I mean, it was already, you know, they already had a website back in 97 or 96. But, I mean, it was still, you know, everything was still new. So I just right away started getting into it. When I started going to college, I started learning some basic HTML and, you know, created a simple forum and bought the domain. And, you know, I just started doing it. And I just feel like, you know, I've just been very lucky to be able to meet a lot of these artists and Eazy's family. And, you know, I know there's a lot of fans just like me, you know, like they're everywhere. You know, I've met them personally, you know, from the shows that we've done in the past. And, you know, everybody, when I talk to them, they start telling me their story. And it's like I'm listening to myself talk. So I think we're all doing our part. We're all, like, you know, doing our little part, you know, collectively to, you know, driven by Eazy-E's, you know, spirit, you know, just because he packed it a lot of us, and you know, he didn't really get a lot of the props that he should get. And you know, I feel good for all the accomplishments that I've done in regards to like the online and keeping the word alive during, you know, all those years.
Yeah, because there was a time when you know the media wasn't really showing the love to Eazy that they should have been, you know, and for many years, you know what I'm saying. Then eventually, of course, you know, the movie, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all that. But, you know what I'm saying, let me ask you this, you know, because a lot's happened since we last had you on the show. What do you think of, you know what I'm saying, Cemetery Tim's new tombstone for Eazy-E? Did you get a chance to see it yet in person?
No, I haven't seen it personally yet. But, yeah, man, I think that's really cool. Like, finally somebody, you know, it's pretty cool that Erica and Cemetery Tim were able to make that happen, you know. So it was a great moment for, you know, Eazy-E history, because it's been so many years. And, you know, even though, you know, the old tombstone is, you know, it's forever going to be part of Eazy, just because, you know, it's been photographed so many times and it's part of history. But, you know, this new one is very nice. I like it, all the images. So that's pretty cool, you know, that, you know, Erica was able to get together with him and do that. That's pretty, make it a reality. So that's pretty cool, you know. I haven't seen it, but once Rose Hills opens up, you know, they actually close the cemetery where he's at due to coronavirus. So once they open it, I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Tim did a great job. And shout out to Erica as well. We were able to have her on and chop it up with her. Man, she's truly like the. She's taken the forefront, you know what I'm saying, along with her siblings to really hold the flag, and she's doing such a great job, you know what I'm saying. I hope that in the future they get to find the justice that they're looking for. We always ask people on the show, you know, what they thought happened to Eazy. You being in tune with all his people and a huge fan of his, do you feel that there was some type of foul play in his death as well?
I've been hearing, you know, throughout the years, a lot of people that were closer to him than, you know, I was just a fan. I was a kid back then, you know. But, yeah, something just doesn't add up the way he passed. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So, yeah, I feel like something's not right, you know, and it's, you know, it's kind of sad. It makes me sad to think that, but, you know, it's fucked up, you know. The foul play, you know, might have been, you know, involved. And, but, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of stories that I hear, you know, like that we've, you know, they're out there online, you know, from people that went into the hospital to see him. And, you know, they were, you know. Yeah, all kind of shit. So you can look all that up online. Yeah.
It's out there, you know.
Make you wonder. It makes you wonder, like, damn, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if anybody will ever investigate all that properly, like a proper investigation, but I don't know. You know, I just like to
think
of the positive.
I hope so, just for the closure for the family, because, you know, they definitely want answers. I mean, they're always going to be in pain, you know, but I know that they're looking for answers as well. They were going to put out the, I know Evie was going to put out the Ruthless Scandal documentary. I don't know if she's still doing so, but thing.
That's true.
She was working on it with Tracy.
Yeah, I hope she does.
Most definitely. Another thing I was going to ask you about, too, I know as an Eazy-E fan, this would be huge, too. You know, we had Ben Westhoff on the show, wrote the book Original Gangsters, and during his research, he found out that there was, like, a briefcase of unreleased Eazy-E tracks that supposedly is in the possession of the FBI. I don't know if you heard anything about that. What are your thoughts about that as an Eazy-E fan? Because we don't know what's in there, how many tracks there are.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm sure I don't know how frequently he would record, but if he did a lot, like at least 20 tracks, that's a lot, you know, and that would be cool, like if somebody...
For Eazy-E fans,
had that collection. Yeah, for Eazy-E fans, you know, who knows what can be done with them, you know, legally as far as people releasing them, but, you know, that's crazy, though, like, yeah, I've heard the stories, or I've read, like, some of the FBI documents where they say there was a briefcase that was missing...
Yeah.
Taken to
Canada.
Yeah,
so you're familiar too. Yeah.
So, you know, just
maybe temporary insanity might be in there. Maybe some tracks that didn't make the cut for Straight Off the Streets of Motherfucking Compton, or so many possibilities. You know, it's just crazy to know that it's out there. But what is out there right now? You know what I'm saying? It's Ruthless Family Disciples of Eve. This project is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You can get it at, I believe, ruthlessfamily.com.
Ruthlessfamily.com,
Where else is it? Is it available online, or could they get hard copies?
Oh, yeah. So we're waiting for we're waiting for it to kick in, you know, right into iTunes and all those other online retailers. So right now, whoever wants it right now, they can go to ruthlessfamily.com and just buy the direct download link, download from the site, or order the hard copy. Yeah, we're going to have a few, only limited amount of hard copies, you know, so it's just, the hard copies are going to be limited. So then it will mostly be online, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. A lot of people like Spotify, so Spotify and all that. But,
better get them hard copies then if you're a collector, because that's huge right there. Are you doing vinyl?
So
I saw an ad where you had vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl
wow.
and cassette tape. So, you know, got to get your package.
All three formats. Shit.
For sure, yeah. So I need to buy a tape player soon.
Oh, man, I got one.
I want to see how it sounds in the tape, you know? Yeah.
Oh, man, that's going to, You might as well get some 5-gauge or MTX kickers and throw them in the trunk and, you know what I'm saying, and just blast that shit like you would back then, you know?
Yeah, straight from your tape, that'll be cool.
hell yeah, man.
Get a little Walkman or something.
Love that.
I'm really proud of everything that we've done, you know, as far as this project. It's pretty much... Ever since my website pretty much has kind of died out, you know, because of all the new social media. Forums are a lot, you know, kind of going extinct, I think, in a way. Some forums, at least mine is. So this is like my final one big, you know, tribute to Easy. You know, after this is it, you know. I'll probably just, you know, enjoy just whatever everybody else can come up with. You know, a lot of new stuff might come out from others. So that's cool. Enjoy, you know, for sure I'll keep an eye out for the children, you know, see what Little E and all them, their projects, you know. I'm looking forward to that Little E album, you know, as soon as he puts that out. I've been waiting for that since, you know, we've all been waiting, so it's going to be exciting, you know.
We've been waiting for that for a long time, you know. But, man, no matter what you decide to do, I mean, you're always going to be loved by that community, you know what I'm saying, for the work you've done over the years. And, you know, I'm sure everybody appreciates that, man, real talk. Let's go to, before we come back and close this out, let's go to another track. I'm going to let you choose, man. I got Nothing Changed. You know, Dirty Red and Cocaine, or I got Eternal E, Lazy Bone, and Little E. Which one do you want to roll with?
All right. Let's go with the Little E, Lazy Bone.
Okay,
Eternal Salute.
Yeah, Eternal
cool.
Salute. You know what I'm saying?
And that was a track that came about last minute too, so that's pretty cool.
How did this come about?
Well, I had Lazy Bone, you know, the Lazy Bone had recorded for me, you know, probably like a few years ago, probably 3 years ago. So I'd just been holding the verse for a while. And then, you know, last minute, I was like, you know, since we pushed the album back, it was supposed to come out March 26th on his anniversary of his passing, Easy's passing. But, you know, due to the corona, you know, the pandemic and all this stuff shutting down, we kind of got delayed a little bit. So April 25th, and then that gave me time to get in touch with Little Easy, and you know, we got to, you know, got together and put, you know, made that happen. So that you know, that's like a extra little bonus, you know, for the album. So I'm very happy about that, you know. So that's how that came about. Very cool.
Hell yeah, man. We'll be right back right here with Sergio, and remember the project is Ruthless Family, Eternally. Don't go nowhere.
He's trying to put loose to the hip-hop thug. He did what he wanted to do, he outdoes ya. Had a million little niggas running wild, middle finger to the law like, fuck ya. All black, everything, khaki suit, Raider hats, and a beverage, man. Sipping on that cold, all gold, Jerry Curl, don't man, got the leverage, man. Never heard a nigga with a voice like that. Never heard a nigga keep it real like that. Never met a nigga with the vision and the money and the power that'll change a nigga life like that. Wish my nigga could get his life right back. Wish he could breathe and fight right back. My intuition keep telling me, Lazy Bone, yo nigga didn't die like that. They label my theory conspiracy, like hell, I was never on treachery. And now that they're bumping, you resting in peace, I'm just proud to be part of your legacy. Just look what you left for me, the tools to cruise to my destiny. If they give a war to the gangsters in heaven, then you would deserve one especially. I'ma give it my all, I'll be laughing to the bank like little nigga, thank you, G. What the fuck would I be if you didn't believe in me and the B-O-N-E? We were sinking in quicksand till you came through with the kickstand and gave us a chance to come out of the mud longer than life, little big man.
Yo, what's cracking, little Lazy Bone? Sending a shout out to the Wright family, to the Ruthless family. You know what I mean? Much love, Eazy-E, for establishing this dynasty, man.
First see Little E, some know me as a prince. Disciple of E-Me, I stay on my ruthless tip. What's up, man? We missed them good days, ain't in a trip. Pops held it down, some recognize what he did. Real shit, so I smash, pushing his legacy. E-Right Junior, this shit hurt, how can I let it be? I see his face in my kids when they look at me, G. Damn near 25 years, I say Pops rest in peace and love and memory. Cause we still all missing love. All your kids, shit, it's damn near a dozen. Till this day they still hollering out, Easy does it. Boys in the hood still keep the crowd pumping. Pops kid game, he was always into something. Give it up to the hip-hop thugs, this motherfuckers.
Thank you.
much love, Eazy-E, for the love you put out here on these streets. Eternal E, Godfather, gangster hip hop. Y'all know what it is, man. I'm Lil Lazy Bone, and I owe it all to my dog. So we gonna turn up and keep turning it up. Let's get it, y'all.
Yeah, that's definitely some of the hardest shit I've heard. You know what I'm saying, man? Both those tracks we heard so far is just pure fire, you know what I'm saying? We're going to close it out with one more, but we're going to bring back on Sergio, chop it up for a couple more minutes. The album is Ruthless Family, Disciples of E, you know what I'm saying? And you need to go get that, you know what I'm saying, right now at ruthlessfamily.com. And eventually it's going to be on all digital platforms. And then get the cassette, the vinyl, and the CD. You know what I'm saying? True Easy has, I know they're going to buy all three of them, you know?
Yeah.
Anytime
they purchase it, they automatically get the digital download. So, okay. So, yeah.
That's dope. That's dope right there.
So you don't got to wait for it to arrive.
Yeah, man. I mean, even though this corona shit's going on right now, I put out a couple projects before, and when you're finished, there's a sense of accomplishment. You know, there's a sense of, I got it done. You got to be proud of yourself in the moment, the way this turned out. This phenomenal album, man.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's my first, not my first. I put other stuff, but this is my first big major, what I consider major, album that I put out. And, I feel good. I feel very proud. You know, I feel it's part of history, this moment in time, just this album, who knows, maybe somebody will do it again in the future, but, I finally did this, and, something I had dreamt of since back in the days,
Yeah, definitely, man, and, the people, they're definitely going to love this project. Like I said, I haven't stopped listening to it since I got it today. Man, if there's anything, you'd like to say as far as, shout outs or anything, man, that you want to tell the people, I want to give you the floor before we go to this next track.
All right, cool. Pretty much, I want to thank you for always, having our back, supporting us. And, it's been very cool that you interview me, because for me it's weird, I feel like I'm not the kind of person that should be interviewed, but I appreciate, how much you've been supporting me all these years and in our project. Thank you so much. And just all Easy fans out there, you're gonna enjoy this album, all Ruthless Family. I want to thank everybody that participated on the album, all of them, it's all Ruthless Family. Those that I couldn't get on it, I probably wasn't able to contact them, but, I did my best. So, thank everybody for being part of this, and especially my producer, Ulex, and my homie, Marco. He really helped me out a lot in getting this done throughout these past few years, as far as, getting it, making sure I stayed on track, because, I had, put it aside for a couple years, and, I was pretty much going to give up on it, but I want to thank all those who kept pushing and, kept me motivated to put it out, And much love to everybody out there.
Man, I really hope there is a volume two, because this is such a phenomenal project. And, and like you said, some of those guys that weren't on this, they might want to be on a part two after they hear how dope this one turned out, for sure.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, for sure. If we get the support, everybody wanting more, then maybe, we can make it happen. But yeah, I'm really grateful that a lot of these artists, some of them, well, at least one of them told me he wasn't going to record no more, but he did this just for us, because, just for the love, so I'm very grateful,
Yeah. Well, one thing I noticed about the Eazy-E community is the people are loyal in there. You know what I'm saying? They got each other's backs. You get that sense of camaraderie,
Yeah, for sure.
It was like that with Jerry, too.
Yeah, rest
you
in
know,
peace.
Jerry would love this album to see all this. He would definitely.
Yeah, man, I remember. Yeah, I was waiting. You know, when I was working on it, man, Jerry, you know, I was talking to him about it too, and I wanted to get his feedback, so I would ask him questions. Because, you know, this, you know, back when he was still living, you know, I was, you know, probably like halfway into this album, and I was really hoping that he would be around so when it came out, you know, he could, you know, just listen to it and give me a feedback on what he thought, you know. But I know he was always happy to be supportive, and that's something cool about Jerry, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know so he's going to love it. Gary Baldwin. He definitely
yeah. I need to send him the link then, yeah.
Yeah, he'll love it, for sure. But, man, thanks again for everything you do and have done over the years. And, man, I can't believe it. You told me the other day, too, that you put, you know, say our website and logo on the inside cover.
Oh, yeah,
man.
For sure.
I can't thank you enough for doing it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was a total surprise. You know, and for that, I'm very grateful, brother.
No problem. You're welcome, man.
And, you know, definitely, again, people, please support this project. It's Ruthless Family, Disciples of E. Make sure you go get it right now, ruthlessfamily.com, or wait for the digital downloads coming out soon. Get the tape, the vinyl, the CD. Man, Sergio, thank you so much.
Yeah.
We're going to get out of here with this final song that I got. It's called Nothing Changed, Dirty Red, and Cocaine, man. Why don't you tell everybody about this one as we get out of here, brother?
Yep, yeah, well, pretty much, you know, Dirty Red, Ruthless Dirty Red, he's the first Ruthless artist that I kind of linked up with, you know, back in like 2006 or 7. So this was through MySpace, you know, for those that know about MySpace. But anyways, you know, this is a really good, one of my favorites on the album, you know, Ruthless Dirty Red featuring Cocaine, Ain't Nothing Changed. So, yeah, produced by Ulex, Three Finger Production. Enjoy.
Definitely, definitely. You be safe, brother. Take care.
You too, man. Take care, Prince.
I started from nothing in the streets, love. I never forget where I come from. Never went Hollywood. It's all for the good. I always kept it real in the hood. I'm still that nigga. Only difference is my pockets got bigger. One in the chamber, finger on the trigger. Smoking on the palm, sipping on that nigga.
In the 6-4, sipping on a 40 ounce, pulling off the liquor store. Break you off a proper zone, especially if it's endo. Got the Buddha bomb and the hookup on that yayo. Bitches on these nuts, but I could give a fuck about a groupie ass bitch from the get go. Fuck a little trick hoe, tripping off the boogie that I blaze. Ain't nothing like a doobie on these hot sunny days. To some it's just a phase, but to me it's straight to real, and that's the way I feel. You better have your steel, nigga, as we roll deep through the hood once more. Ain't nothing changed, nigga, I'm that same. Dirty from the Inland Empire. Not for hire, do my dirty on the solo creek. Hoes get hit hella deep when you're fucking with me. A real G in this family, we all the same. Niggas from the hood ain't changed.
I started from nothing in the streets, love. I never forget where I come from. Never went Hollywood, it's all for the good. I always kept it real in the hood. I'm still that nigga. Only difference is my pockets got bigger. One in the chamber, finger on the trigger. Smoking on the bomb, sipping on that nigga.
I'm still breaking rocks. Still calling shots from the same fucking block. Giving props to the young niggas out making cash. Serving bomb Buddha, what's cracking on the hash? I dash to the stove to get me some XO. Act like you know, Dirty Red got that info. So I kick it slow, like a real G should. Didn't think I could, nigga, knock on wood. I got it good in these streets with hell of a beat. I kick shit for the fuck of it. Bitches like sucking dick. Niggas like bumping hits, dumping shit. 48 tracks keep you loving it. Hot like a hooking trick. Bitch, make the switch to realism. And nigga, come get involved in the playerism. Let's hit that ism. Here's what I give them. Nothing but rhythm. To hit them in their soul with a bang. Ain't nothing changed.
I started from nothing in the streets, love. I never forget where I come from. Never went Hollywood. It's all for the good. I always kept it real in the hood.
I'm still that nigga. Only difference is my pockets got bigger. One in the chamber, finger on the trigger. Smoking on the bomb, sipping on that nigga.
Still take aim, ain't nothing changed. Mind deranged, like pop. Stuck in the game, I keep it quiet with the fame and all that noise. Stay in the hood where it's good with all my boys. Ain't got no time for no suckers. I'm usually in the bucket with a sack for the cluckers. Them silly motherfuckers thought I'd never make it big. Didn't wanna help a nigga, but now they wishing they did. I got that gangster poetry for that ass. Whoever wanna catch the first blast, step up with your punk ass. Drunk as a motherfucking skunk, nigga. So don't be surprised if you see my finger on the trigger. I'm finna end this curiosity. So many wondered what's up with me. The devious mafia G. I'm on some other shit, some whole nother shit. Blaze your dank and drip.
I started from nothing in the streets, Lord. I never forget where I come from. Never went Hollywood. It's all for the good. I always kept it real in the hood. I'm still that nigga. Only difference is my pockets got bigger. One in the chamber, finger on the trigger. Smoking on the bomb, sipping on that nigga.